WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs, Pastor Merritt Assembly of God, and you are tuned into the Refresh radio program right here on WMIE 91.5 FM, Today's Modern Worship. And right now, the radio station is in the midst of their fall offering, their fundraiser for the next 6 months. And if you would like to partner with them to continue to make sure that these wonderful Bible teaching programs go across the air all throughout the day, all throughout the county, you can give them a phone call, 321-632-1000, 321-632-1000, and tell Paul you heard about it on the Refresh radio program. That would be greatly appreciated. He passes on that feedback to me. It's one of the ways that we know that there are actually people who are listening. And so we are thankful. We're going to spend the next half hour with you, and we're looking forward to another successful fundraiser here at WMIE. So my wife was telling me, she said, you know, I was driving down the road the other day, and I heard someone, and they said, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. And that is our verse here on the Refresh radio program. And she thought that that was really encouraging. I said, you know, I don't remember ever having heard that verse. And then 7 years ago when we started the Refresh radio program, that's the verse that God gave us. And man, I hear that verse all the time now. I know it was always there, but it sure is a lot more attention grabbing now. I also want to say thank you today to the folks at Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. You know, I believe that we are in the last throes of the heat, and for that, we are extremely thankful. I have an FPL app, and I monitor it on a daily basis to see it, and I've been able to make some thermostat programming changes, but every once in a while, because the temperatures have been dropping, but every once in a while, the oven kicks back on outside and the temperatures go up into the 90s again. And at that point in time, you want to know, my AC is working wonderfully. And if you cannot say that, I want to encourage you, if you're in central Brevard County, to give Bill at Creative AC Solutions a call, 321-759-3284. And see if you cannot get him to come out and take a look at your unit and see if he cannot get you back up and running. So 321-759-3284 will get you Creative AC Solutions, and you can tell Bill you heard about him on the Refresh radio program. That would be greatly appreciated as well. So right now we're going through 1 Corinthians. We're in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. We're talking about the things that Gentiles seek after, or unbelievers seek after, people who do not have their priorities right, the type of things that they seek after. And one of those things is they seek a specific type of wisdom. And so we have been contrasting earthly wisdom with godly wisdom, and looking at some of the types of wisdom that unbelievers look for and how inferior it is. So I want to take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 today, and we're going to be in verse number 16. You know, yesterday I was talking about the type of construction that people do on their on the foundation, the spiritual foundation that they have in Jesus Christ. And I forgot to mention one of the things that I had written down. I went out and got in my car and and I check my messages, and there was the quote that I had, and it was a quote by John Glenn when he was sitting on the top of a rocket, and he was talking about you know, the peace that you feel when sitting on top of 2 million components that were built by the lowest bidder. And, you know, you would think that you would really want to make sure that you get some things right. And I'm the type of person that if I have relationship with an individual and I know that they can be trusted, they're going to do great work, and I've got a history with them, I've got a relationship with them, I'm willing to go with them even though it might not be the lowest bid because I trust them. Earlier this year, we had some work done. The building inspector came out, and when he looked at the permit to sign off on it and he saw who it was, he said, oh, that explains it, because they just don't have problems with that particular company that they were working with. And I've done business with them for years and years and years. They're a dear friend of mine, and they just do phenomenal work. In case you're wondering who that is, that was a Better View of Brevard. So we've been able to refer people to them, and they do quality windows and new windows and window replacements and stuff like that. And if you're thinking about going with new windows, you want to call them in as quickly as possible to get it on the schedule, because there's been so much construction going on that it might take them a while to get to you. But you want to build with quality materials. We now get into verse number 16, and it says this: Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool, that he may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. Therefore, let no one boast in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and you are Christ's, and Christ is God's. So there are three things that we want to talk about today with the wisdom of the world. And the first thing that I have written down here, you see in verses 16 and 17, and that is that the wisdom of the world doesn't recognize the body as the temple of the Holy Spirit. The wisdom of the world doesn't recognize the body, this human body that we have, as the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we need to recognize that. And that word temple is very significant. It indicates a holy place. It also indicates a place of high value. And so I've got three things that are written down here that are mistakes that people make when dealing with the temple of God, and all three of these things are not wise, okay? And the first one is that they do not provide enough care, that they do not provide enough care. So there are people who do things that are harmful to their bodies. Now, I know that COVID-19 is very serious. I've had dear friends that have had it. I've got family members that have dealt with it in other parts of the country. I know that it is a very serious thing, but I also realize that there are a lot of issues that many people who have been afflicted with this, that they deal with, that had compromised them physiologically. Not everybody does it intentionally, but there are some people that have comorbidity issues that have really complicated their dealings with the virus. And so if you are not taking care of yourself physically, you need to work on that. So I want to provide good care for my body, because I only get one. I want to take care of it. I want it to last a long time. I want to hang on to as many original parts as I possibly can. And so I want to provide the care. So I want to take care of my heart. I want to make sure that I exercise. I want to take care of my lungs, and that way I don't pollute them with chemicals and habits that are going to damage my lungs, because I only get one of those things. I recognized a few years ago that, you know, your eyes are more fragile than we tend to think that they are. And so I want to take good care of my vision. And so now I go get my vision checkups a lot more frequently and regularly than I did before, because I realize you have to take care of those things. So we need to take good care of our physical beings. One of the problems that the world has with the church is that we like to eat, and we like to eat to the point that we don't take good care of ourselves physically, and so we end up carrying around more weight than what we should. So I constantly work on that, and so I've been doing fasting and making sure that I get exercise, and been seeing some progress. And if you see me, you won't see me as the largest individual around. You won't see me as thin as I want to be. But I'm still working on that, because I've got to provide care for the temple of the Holy Spirit. So don't neglect your body. Don't neglect it. Provide the care that it needs. The other thing, you're going to say, wow, this sounds almost contradictory, is that there are people who are too obsessed with their physical body. And the word says that bodily exercise profits little. It doesn't mean that there's not any profit there, but there are some people that are so obsessed with their body that they neglect the other aspects of their makeup. We are created in the image of God. So we are created body, we are also created soul, and we are created spirit. So there are people who take good care of themselves physically, but they don't take good care of their mind, their will, their emotions, their relationships. They don't take good care of themselves financially. And they don't take care of themselves spiritually. And so we've got to know that we take care of ourselves physically because we're the temple of the Holy Spirit, but we don't make an idol out of our physical well-being. Okay? And so you would see in Proverbs that there are things that it talks about a beautiful woman that is without discretion, that there's a problem there. They don't take good care. And one of the biggest areas that people do not take care of themselves physically in is when it comes to the purity of their sexual relationships. That is reserved for one man, one woman in a marriage relationship and nothing else. The scripture says that whenever we go outside of that, we sin against our own bodies. We do damage to ourselves physically. The rules, the laws, the commandments of God are not to prevent us from enjoying life or having a great life or anything like that. They are designed to protect us from misery and heartache and ruin. That is the ultimate reason for why God has that. He says, this is what I want you to do. And, you know, just like Adam and Eve, when he said, don't eat of this, because in the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. There was a spiritual separation there that eventually manifested in a physical separation of breath from the body, and they died. God puts parameters in place so that we can be taken care of physically, mentally, and spiritually. The third error that people make is that they take care of the body to the neglect of God. You see, it's not just that your body is a temple. It's not that your body is a masterpiece. It's that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So make sure that you use godly wisdom, not worldly wisdom. Worldly wisdom would say, take care of the body, ignore God. Because you can see the one, you can't see the other, but you've got to realize that one is temporary. It holds out for a few decades. The other is forever. So, you know, if you're blessed with a healthy body, thank God for it. And then ask this question, God, how can I use this body as an instrument of righteousness for your glory instead of an instrument of wickedness to my hurt? And those are good questions to ask. So, the wisdom of the world does not recognize the body as a temple, so it either doesn't provide the care, or it provides too much obsession with it, or it neglects the fact that it is the temple of the Holy Spirit. So those are our point number one today. The second thing that I want to point out to you is in verse number 16. It says, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. And the second point that I have to share with you today is this. The wisdom of this world is deceiving. It's deceiving. Now, I absolutely, 100% positively hate it when people lie to me. I have the mindset that they are looking at me and they are projecting a great big L on my forehead, that when they look at it, they see loser, that this person is not worth the effort to tell the truth to. And that is disturbing. So I don't like it when people lie to me. And I have found that there is one person that lies to me more than any other person that I've ever come in contact with. I can evaluate this person versus people that I met when I grew up going to school, people who liked me, people who didn't like me, people that I've encountered when I worked. I think back to the young person in my first youth group who I caught doing an act, and he just bold-faced lied to me and said, I didn't do that. And I said, I saw you. You didn't see what you saw. You thought you saw. I know exactly what I saw. So you can take Illinois, Texas, Oklahoma, Florida, Missouri, though all of those places, all of the places that I've been to and ministered and traveled, and there's a person that head and shoulders above stands out as the person who's lied to me more than any other person, and that's me. The easiest person to deceive is yourself. The wisdom of this world will cause you to perceive things that you will embrace as an individual. And it goes something like this. Well, this is not really a big deal. When in actuality, it is a very big deal. Well, you can do this at a later time. When actuality, your time is fleeting. And you don't know what is going to take place. So, one of the things that we tried to instill in our children, we weren't too successful when they were children, but they've really got a handle on it as adults, is that make sure you do your work, the things that you are responsible for, do them first so that you have time to enjoy life, and instead of reversing that role. The wisdom of this world says, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you die. Just go ahead and enjoy this, and don't worry about all of the responsibilities. So I have come to appreciate that when God says to do something, that is the best time to do it. So, but the world will try and deceive you. Well, you don't have to ask Jesus to be in your heart right now. You're a teenager. You can wait until you're in your 20s. And then you're in your 20s and they say, well, wait, you can wait till you're in your 30s. And now you're married. You can wait until later. You can wait until, you've got kids, and then you have kids, and then you're too busy with the things of this world and you don't do it then. And pretty soon you look, and in the rearview mirror is a whole lot of missed opportunities and lies that you told yourself about, I'm going to get right with Jesus one day. And sometimes that day never comes because you've deceived yourself. So I want to encourage you, do not deceive yourself. So I told you that I'm the one that lies to myself more than anything. And I told my son one time, this is years ago, probably close to a decade, I said, you know, after this project, I'm going to slow down. And my son said, Dad, you're lying to yourself. I remember this conversation. I can remember where the room we were in. I can remember where he was standing. And I said, you know, you're probably right. He said, you're always busy. You've always got another project going. And I don't know that you're ever going to slow down. And, you know, especially since doing the radio program the last 7 years, I've been busier than I've ever been. It looks different. It's not the exact same activity and things like that. But you and I, the wisdom of this world is like a bait and switch thing. It tries to give you something convenient and easy and pleasant and comfortable now, and says you can put off the hard stuff. You can put off the important stuff till later. And it's not telling you that later is never going to come. And it doesn't tell you that you actually rob yourself of many pleasures of life. I had a person that told me one time, hey, when you figure out when Jesus is coming back, you tell me, because I want to get right with Jesus before that happens. And the wisdom of this world robs that person that has that mindset of all of the wonderful opportunities that came from serving God and making Him a priority. So don't deceive yourself. I know it's hard to recognize. I know it's hard to correct. But surround yourself with people who will help you to not operate through a deceptive world wisdom system. And then the last thing that I want to share with you today is in verse number 19. It says, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, for it is written, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. So the smartest person in the world that rejects God is foolish. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Okay? So we're not supposed to go around calling people a fool. But that doesn't mean that the Word of God doesn't identify them. And so, you know, whenever I start talking about folly and wisdom, I think about a sign I saw in a restaurant one time, and it said, never argue with a fool. People may not be able to tell which one is which. You know, you can look at a lot of wisdom and say, you know what? I want to operate by the wisdom of God instead of the wisdom of the world. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It is the beginning of knowledge. And so the wisest person of the world doesn't even show up on the Richter scale of wisdom for God. But when you walk in reverential awe of Him, God takes notice. The point I want to share with you here in the last few minutes is this. The wisdom of the world is a trap, and you are what it's trying to entrap. So it goes on here and it says, He catches the wise in their own craftiness. The Bible talks about a person who digs a ditch for another person and ends up falling into it themselves. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. It seemed so wise until all of a sudden you found yourself in the situation that says, I'm smarter than God. And then all of a sudden God says, I don't think so. You know, I somebody posted a question, which would you rather have? You know, and one of the options was a lot of money now or to go back in time with some of the wisdom that you have. And I don't know about you, but there's a lot of lessons that I've learned along the way. I have learned that the world's wisdom of get rich quick is a fantasy. That the world's substitute for a right relationship with God, be it fame or be it wealth or power or influence or popularity, whatever it might be, that all of those things are inferior to everything that God has to offer, and what they do is imprison the people who think that they're smarter than everybody else. Okay? The scripture says this: God opposes the proud. A lot of people are proud of their wisdom, of their cunning, of their craftiness, and what they don't realize is they've literally entrapped themselves. Jesus, on the other hand, says this: he who the Son sets free is free indeed. He comes to release us from the bondage that we had to unrighteous ways. We were a bondservant to wickedness, a bondservant to unrighteousness, a bondservant to the devil. And Jesus comes and he says, if you will embrace me, if you will receive the forgiveness and the grace that I have for you, he said, I'm going to empower you and you're going to be able to live life the way I meant you to. It doesn't mean that freedom, okay, hear me, it doesn't mean that you are free to go out and do whatever you want, however you want to do it. That is not what that freedom means at all. That's a modern take, a wrong modern take on an ancient concept, and that the actual concept is this: you are free to love God, you are free to praise God, you are free to grow in God, you are free to serve according to the power of God. That is a tremendous, tremendous freedom. So I want to encourage you today. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it's going to be our last lesson here in this particular book, but the three things about the wisdom of the world that you don't want to do. You don't want to fail to recognize that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You need to provide it enough care. You don't need to become obsessed with it where you make it an idol. And you need to recognize that it is just not a temple. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit. So don't neglect God. The second aspect of worldly wisdom is it can be deceiving. Don't lie to yourself. What's it say? Let no one deceive himself. The third thing is the wisdom of the world is a trap that's designed to catch you, not someone for you. So remember, today is the fall offering, 321-632-1000. Call Paul, tell him you heard about it on the Refresh Radio program, and you want to partner with them for the next 6 months to keep the Refresh Radio program and other programs like it on the air throughout Brevard County. God bless you. We'll see you next time right here on Refresh.
And we thank you, Pastor Bob. Appreciate that. And it is 8:58 right now on this Wednesday morning. I'm going to skip the closing for Refresh so I can get 1 minute in edgewise, wordwise here today and let everyone know what's going on here at the station. As you just heard Pastor Bob Arthur say, this is the week of our fall fundraiser. Praise God, we're at $28,100. That's where we stand. We're only $6,900 away from being all wrapped up for another 6 months. $28,100. $6,900 is going to do it here this time around. Once again, the number, 321-632-1000. 632-1000. You can go online to WMIEFM.com. There's a big old button on top there. It says donate. You can set it up to do a monthly or one-time gift, whatever it may be. You can text WMIE to 24365. A few people have done that as well. Another easy way to donate. And as I promise you, there's not a lot of hoops to jump through when you do it that way. Again, you text WMIE in your subject line, and the number you text WMIE to is 24365. $6,900 is all we have left to go. Once again, the number here, if you'd like to call, that's the best way, because I look forward to hearing from you on this Wednesday morning. 321-632-1000. 6321000. We are going now to Adrian Rogers, Love Worth Finding.